commentator Richard Ratliff.
So, what are we afraid of? I have heard people speak of fear a lot lately. Recently, I heard a couple of new graduates express their fear of life beyond high school. A business manager recently told me about an employee who was behaving unusually toward coworkers and management. Everything about the situation suggested that the employee was frightened, lashing out one moment, retreating and defensive the next. On a larger scale, I read about war in the Middle East and conflict in Ukraine, and the world watches, fearful of the possible outcomes and consequences. Closer to home, our own Tea Party rebellion in recent years seems mostly based upon fear. Several commercial radio and television programs cater to the fearful, and the rantings would be comical if not so scary. So, what are we afraid of? And what does fear do to our relationships and to our economy? Must we be so afraid? In previous commentaries, I have noted that healthy relationships are less expensive and more beneficial than unhealthy relationships at every level of consideration. Fear harms relationships. We become suspicious, build fences, buy weapons, hire police and armies, huddle in secrecy, retreat into protective caves, concoct slogans, seek alliances, and eventually fight in one way or another. So, what are we afraid of? The word boss often is not a friendly term, and being bossy is not a compliment. Why? Because the boss has the power to hurt me and would hurt me if he felt he had to. In fact, it sometimes may seem that money, buildings, materials, equipment, and almost anything else are more important to my boss than I am. I am subject to someone who has the power to cut off my economic lifeline at his whim with little recourse. It also is true in school and in society. There are those who have power over me and can exercise that power to hurt me. Bullies do it for fun, and I feel powerless in return. Oh, by the way, the boss and the bully, they probably act that way because they're afraid too. What are we afraid of? Getting hurt, and possibly hurt badly. The world can be a dangerous place. And there is another thing most of us fear, irrelevance. Simply, it means not mattering at all and being ignored. Prisons use solitary confinement. Teenagers and immature adults use cliques. Nations isolate their foes in irrelevance. A very savvy and compassionate person I know recently said, "The answer is to make people feel safe and relevant." He understood that people are more important than all those other things and that good relationships are the key to their safety and, in his business, to healthy profits. He knows that his first job as an employer is to assure the safety and relevance of employees, to protect them and their welfare, to care enough to listen, to see and recognize the good they do. His care for them earns their loyalty in return. When mistakes occur, as they certainly will for all of us, punishment is not an issue. The response we learned from the quality revolution a few years ago was, "How can I help?" His second most important job is to nurture the relationships among his employees, the mutual respect and trust they share for one another. You see, the successful workplace is not so much a competition, as we often are told, but rather more of a symphony and dance. Likewise, for family, friendship, politics, and diplomacy. I shouldn't need as much armor in life as I do a well-tuned instrument and dancing shoes. And when we learn to make music and dance together, we can feel safe and relevant to the show. Consider the relationships. This is Richard Ratliff. Thanks for listening.